Proclamation number 4019 of 7th of April, 1947. Opposing a strong will to the adversary of God. Only a strong will is able to assert itself when it is necessary to carry out a mission for the kingdom of God and is opposed from all sides. Then the weak person will slacken in his activity, whereas a strong will does not let itself be deterred and pursues and achieves its aim straightforwardly. Every activity for the kingdom of God will incur the opposition of God's adversary, and his endeavor will constantly be to prevent the activity for God or make it impossible. And thus a servant of God will constantly be confronted by opponents amongst his fellow human beings who try to convince him of the uselessness of his work for the kingdom of God in order to stifle the impulse for eager activity in him. These are the people who are strongly influenced by God's adversary and listen to his mental whisperings. But God's adversary is an enemy of truth, and therefore he will always fight the truth. He will ensure that God's servants are constantly harassed by fellow human beings, that they portray spiritual work as unimportant and also cast doubts into the hearts of those representatives of divine teaching. He will be at work wherever there is the possibility of winning souls for the kingdom of God, and only where the servant of God has a strong will to oppose him, where he does not allow himself to be distracted by opposition of any kind, that is where success will also be recorded. Then he will not let up, and his bond with God will also strengthen his will to work for him. God's adversary works with cunning and force, and where he does not achieve anything with God's representative due to doubts, he tries to prevent people from accepting the divine word. He tries to steer them into a different channel so that they ignore the precious gift or turn away from him. But he constantly scatters weeds among the divine seeds. He tries to undermine and suppress the truth through false teachings. And again, the servant of God must offer him resistance by virtue of his will. He must use his spiritual knowledge and refute every objection if it is possible for him. He must not grow weary but keep the great spiritual adversity in mind which has moved God to obviously come to people's aid and now be a faithful servant to him who eagerly works for his Lord in order to fulfill his will. For the adversity is great, and a good laborer in the vineyard of the Lord can accomplish much work, and he will also become victorious over the enemy of souls if only he appeals to God for strong will and for help in his own spiritual adversity. Amen.